Introduction. In the early days of the United States, cowboys were responsible for moving large herds of cattle across rugged, open land. This was known as a cattle drive. A cattle drive took many days, and it was a difficult journey for the cowboys. There were no roadside stops or hotels. It was a time when a cowboy's only shelter was the wide brim of his 10-gallon hat. That time was called the Old West. Between 1800 and 1850, many pioneers journeyed across the Mississippi River. Some made this journey west because they wanted to make a new start on land of their own. Others were just looking to get rich quickly. The land that made up the West was well suited for raising cattle. Many cities in the country wanted the beef that the cattle provided. That meant the cattle had to get from the open plains of the West to the cities. The cattle were shipped to these cities by train. Workers, known as cowboys, drove the cattle from the ranches where the cattle were raised all the way to the railroads. Cowboys needed horses for their work on the ranches. Great numbers of wild mustangs roamed the plains. Cowboys often rode those mustangs. Caption. Cowboys played an important role in the cattle trade for about 100 years, from the early 1800s to the early 1900s. The Mustangs descended from tamed Spanish horses that came here in the 1500s. At that time, Spanish explorers came to North America with their horses. Later, when the Spanish retreated, many of their horses were abandoned here. Other horses simply escaped from their owners. The horses became wild and lived free on the plains. North America was a good habitat for the horses. The grassy plains provided them with plenty of food. In time, the number of horses increased greatly. By the 1800s, huge herds of wild horses could be found roaming the open range.